Okay, the sermon that I'm going to preach today is fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. There are carnal fellowships and there is the true fellowship of the Christian. When I say a carnal fellowship, it means a fleshly, worldly type fellowship that you have in the churches today. Now, the text that I'm going to use is, if you want to turn with me, please turn with me to the 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. I have a lot of scriptures today, but if I go through all the scriptures reading, we may not be able to finish. So I would like you to write down the scriptures that I'm going to give, okay? So it's always good to have a little notepad and a pen with you. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3 says, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Now, as I said, there are many carnal fellowships and there are true fellowships. During the time of the apostle who is writing here, even during the time of Apostle Paul, there were carnal fellowships. Carnal means fleshly, worldly people who call themselves Christians and have fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to show some scriptures, all right? If you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to, actually, instead of reading the whole chapter, I'm going to show you a few scriptures. See verse 6. And it says here, "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos, for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one another, on one against the other." Now, Apostle Paul, in writing this chapter, he is going to show himself as an example to the other super apostles or the other people who say they are Christians. And they are with the worldly wisdom, with a carnal type of fellowship. There are a lot of people like to hear, and we see that today a lot. So here in this scripture, we see that Apostle Paul is saying that we should not go beyond what is written. This is the word of God. This is the final authority, and we should not put our opinions added to the word of God. We cannot add anything to the word of God. Even our opinions cannot supersede the scriptures. The scriptures is the final authority. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. Because if you put your own worldly wisdom into the word of God, people are going to get puffed up with pride. Because a lot of people like to hear what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. So, let's see some of these scriptures now. Alright? Starting from verse 10. "We are fools for Christ." Now, he is going to show the difference between him and the others. Okay? "We are fools for Christ, say, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored." Here we see that Apostle Paul and the true Christians, we are like fools for the world. But these people, they are pretty wise. They have all the wisdom. And they are distinguished. That means they are honored. They are the popular people. The popular in the world. Preachers who are very popular among the world. They are distinguished. They are honored. But Paul is dishonored. And Paul looks like very weak to the people in the world. Now you're going to see some very surprising scriptures here. Verse 11 says, to the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. Apostle Paul is saying, right at this moment, they are going through hunger. They don't have a lot of food. And they are poorly clothed. That means the clothing that Apostle wore was not very elegant, beautiful, nice clothing. He was a poor man. All the disciples were very poor. And also beaten. Sometimes they get beat up with the unbelievers and homeless. They didn't even have a nice home to stay. Just imagine, today, if somebody comes, this Apostle Paul is here today, and he comes in a tricycle, and comes in a shaggy t-shirt, very poor old pants or jeans, and coming